Each Tuesday morning at this time on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition, we visit with the fact checkers at PolitiFact Virginia, and we're joined this morning by Warren Fisk, the editor of PolitiFact Virginia. Hi, Warren. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
We have two items that appeared recently in the PolitiFact Virginia column to talk about today. And as would be expected, they're related to the Virginia statewide election, now just 2 weeks away. And, of course, the ads and the claims are being fired hot and heavy. This first item involves an ad by the Republican candidate for Attorney General, Mark Obenshain, in which he made a claim about his Democratic opponent, Mark Herring. He said, quote, "Mark Herring voted to allow sex offenders, including rapists, to serve shorter sentences." You checked the facts, and what did you find?
Well, here's the deal. There's about 155 different crimes which state law requires mandatory minimum sentences in prison. And for all but nine of these crimes, the law says that anyone convicted of multiple count offenses must serve each of their prison terms consecutively. So that means if someone is convicted on three counts of an offense with a mandatory minimum sentence of 10 years, they'd have to spend 30 years in prison. Among those crimes that didn't have the consecutive sentence provision were rape and possession and production of child pornography. And on some very rare occasions, judges use their discretion to shorten the sentences of offenders by allowing them to serve several of their prison terms concurrently. Earlier this year, the General Assembly passed a law that would have taken away that judicial discretion so that everyone would have had to serve the full time for each count of their conviction, and Herring voted against that bill. He wanted judges to keep their discretion. Because judges occasionally invoke their option to allow inmates to serve prison terms concurrently, there was a slight basis to Obenshain's claim that Herring's vote might allow some offenders to serve shorter terms than they would have if judges had no choice in this matter. But for the most part, Obenshain's claim was misleading because Herring's vote would not have shortened the prison time faced by sex offenders. It would have merely continued the procedures that were already in place. And so we rated this claim mostly false.
All right. Now, the other item today is a claim by the candidate for governor on the Republican ticket, Ken Cuccinelli. And he made the claim that since the federal health care law became law, quote, "most of our new jobs have been part-time jobs." What'd you find out on that?
Well, the numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics don't come close to supporting that claim. Obamacare was signed into law in March 2010, and since then the number of U.S. full-time jobs has increased by 5 million. During the same span, the number of part-time jobs increased by 500,000. So Ken Cuccinelli is clearly wrong on this. But we've got to acknowledge that the trend has changed this year as we've moved closer to an Obamacare mandate that businesses with more than 50 employees provide health insurance to those who are working more than 30 hours a week, or the businesses have to pay a fine. That mandate was originally scheduled to go into effect next year, but it's been pushed back to 2015, and there's statistical evidence to suggest that employers are looking to avoid the insurance mandate by hiring more part-time workers this year. During the first 8 months of this year, there were increases of 532,000 part-time jobs as opposed to 290,000 full-time ones. So the trend has reversed in the last year, or it appears to have. But we've got to judge Cuccinelli on what he said. And in this case, he said that since Obamacare was signed in 2010, there were more part-time jobs created than full-time jobs, and that's false.
So he gets a false on the truth-o-meter.
Yes, he does.
All right. Thanks to Warren Fisk of PolitiFact Virginia.